We return to the hotline right now, and we bring in Holly Jackson, who's going to tell us all about Walls of Love. Holly, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I think a lot of folks out there are tuned in right now wondering what the Walls of Love are, and this is a terrific concept, and you and I spoke briefly about this yesterday. For those who aren't aware, what exactly is Walls of Love?
Well, the Walls of Love are some walls that we've been building and hanging up all over the cities, suburbs, and whatnot for people who are either homeless, less fortunate, down on their luck maybe a little bit, people who need some things to keep them warm throughout this particular freezing season right now. There's hats, gloves, scarves, socks. We've also had like some thermals, hand warmers. Some other people have donated some shoes and boots. You know, everything is, you know, really great for the community and great for the people that don't have anything and just absolutely need something to try to keep warm.
Now, this is an idea I think that's kind of new, right? This is a concept that really hasn't been around too long. This just recently started, didn't it?
Well, this has been kind of like my baby and my project. Before it started getting cold outside, I started with a project about a year ago I called Blessing Bags. And basically those were just kind of like Ziploc bags filled with daily necessities, things that people need, you know, toothbrush, toothpaste, maybe some deodorant, combs, some non-perishable food items, those kind of things. And it kind of just has evolved from there. Obviously, as it gets to be colder, you know, there are various different facilities that take people in who are homeless. However, the problem is once they're full, these people have nowhere to go. And unfortunately for those people, but also fortunately for myself, at one point in time, I kind of lived that life and I was homeless, so I understand better than anybody what those needs are. And, you know, sometimes being homeless doesn't necessarily mean that you're an addict or that you have, you know, been irresponsible with your money. You know, I have learned that everyone is just a paycheck or two away from, you know, dealing with those kind of things. And unfortunately, they come with a lot of different negatives, I guess, stigmas. So a lot of times people won't ask for help. So I wanted this to be an anonymous way that if people needed something, they were able to come get it, no questions asked.
And these walls are up, as you mentioned, donated with love and kindness for anybody that is in need. And you kindly ask folks that take items from the wall to take what you need and leave the rest for everybody else. And these are all items that are randomly donated, correct?
Not everything is donated. Some items are purchased. But I have been very blessed that a lot of people have been very excited about what I'm doing. I have had people that have actually made hats and scarves, booties for, you know, children, blankets, those kind of things. But a lot of things also are purchased brand new. I am doing a fundraiser on Facebook right now. I also take donations either of items or of Cash App or PayPal, and then we purchase the items and put them up. The very first wall that I did was actually in Lorain because I'm a hometown girl, and that was the first wall that I did. It was done in front of Lorain Police Department, so obviously I wanted to be places where it is safe, where there's lighting, you know, that people don't have to be scared to come get them. I've also put things around in Elyria in the square, and then all over Cleveland, east side, west side, the suburbs. I'm actually working on two brand new walls that are getting ready to go up. And there's going to be a huge wall that goes up in downtown Cleveland the day before Valentine's Day that I'm very excited about. So right now, it's just kind of about collecting items and donations. If people want to volunteer to help put up the wall, that's fantastic. I can, you know, definitely give the information for all of those things. So the Cash App, the PayPal, Facebook. We also have an Instagram. If anybody would like to kind of follow us, what we're doing, I'd be happy to give you that information as well.
Okay. Well, towards the end, we'll certainly explore that. We'll give you the opportunity to tell us where folks can go to find all this information. And if anyone out there is listening right now interested in volunteering as well, I'm sure those are the kinds of things that you're looking for, because these things take some work. These things take some time, no doubt about that. How did this idea come to fruition? It's such a wonderful idea. It's such an incredible idea. How did all this come together?
Well, like I stated earlier, I was homeless at one point in time, and I wasn't an addict, and I wasn't, you know, just some random person who didn't pay my bills. I actually left a very violent domestic violence situation, and I was pregnant at the time. The homeless shelters were kind of full. Not that I've never been there, because I have, but you know, at the point in time, I was working full time. I had a job, but there was this awful stigma that, you know, because you're homeless, that, you know, obviously you are an addict, or that, you know, you just are irresponsible. So I wanted to kind of show that, you know, there are people that care out there. You know, we've all been through something. Everyone's had some kind of heartache or hard time at some point in time of their life. And I didn't want people to feel like it's always a handout. I try not to look at things in a negative light. I try to look at it in a positive light. So you're giving somebody a hand up, and that you're, you know, trying to be a good neighbor. And so it just kind of went from there and kind of grew. And this particular project, I was only going to do one or two walls. But I received a lot of different support from friends, family members, coworkers, and I'm very blessed that I work in a job that if we perform well, we're able to get bonuses. So I just kind of started with that and made that my seed money and kind of just grew from there. I'm a very thrifty shopper. So I went and got just as much as I could. And when I started posting pictures and when I started putting out there what I was doing, I was very, very lucky that it became a very group effort. And, you know, as we all know, it does take a village. So I just want to continue to keep growing it and growing it to be able to assist people year round, not only in the winter, but also with blessing bags for, you know, the rest of the year through the summer when people may need some hygiene or water or, you know, just some snacks, those kind of things. I will tell you the one thing that I really do get a lot is people ask me, well, how do you know that people are actually getting it who needs it? Or, you know, what if people are taking it that don't need it? And the only thing that I can say to that is, you know, I put it out there with good intentions. I put it out there with a good heart. And I just have to say that you can't control things that people do. And I feel like the majority of the time, the people that actually really need it get it. And, you know, when you see people come up and, you know, on my page, you can see that people are, you know, hugging you or kissing you or crying because they're freezing. And, you know, this is something that is at least warm for them for the moment. You know, it's just so heartwarming. And it's just such a blessing to be able to do this for people.
Yeah, Holly, I think that's kind of the brilliance of it, that you just kind of leave it there. Because initially I think, well, who do you take it to? How do you get it to those people? And obviously the people who need it the most are the ones who are going to be walking by it and see it and say, I really need those gloves to wear. How'd you come up with that idea to just simply place it in places?
Well, I started with getting permission, and, you know, any business that has some fencing, I thought, well, hey, this will be a really good idea. And it kind of started off as just, you know, I'll give you some free publicity if you put this out there. And honestly, a lot of the business owners, they don't want the publicity. They just want to be able to help people. So, you know, the Lorain Police Department was very good to me, the mayor's office. You know, they literally called me back in about 10 minutes and said, hey, run with it. The only thing that we ask is, you know, you just clean up after yourself. So I absolutely do. So for every wall that goes up, I make sure that I go back in a couple of days. And if there's constant need, we kind of refill it. And if there isn't, we move the wall somewhere else. The fun right now is for people to be able to kind of, it's a pop-up. So when people are finding it, as a matter of fact, today someone tagged me on Facebook and said, hey, somebody posted this. They found it. And the person, you know, was just so ecstatic that people were spreading love. And it's just, I can't explain the awesome feeling that you get just kind of knowing a little bit behind the scenes that you were part of that and that people are appreciative and enjoying it. So it's great. It's a great feeling.
Yes, absolutely. Very much rewarding. There's no question about that. Again, Holly Jackson is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're talking about Walls of Love. And I guess the next question before we give you an opportunity here to tell folks how they can get involved is, what are the plans to grow this moving forward? You've mentioned some of the locations where you've had a great deal of success with this, and you alluded to the fact that you've got some plans to do this downtown as well on Valentine's Day. What are some of the other plans to grow this moving forward?
Well, honestly, I have always wanted to do a nonprofit, so I am really interested in doing a 501c3. I'm just not really sure how to kind of navigate that right now. I'm working on it. I need to get a logo, and I am working on a webpage. So these are all kind of things that I need help with, and obviously it all costs money. So, I mean, if anybody would be willing to donate their time or kind of assist me with that, I would really love that. But I definitely, this is something that I want to be bigger than me. It's nice that I'm kind of, this is my idea, but I really want it to come from a place of love and just kind of flourish. Ultimately, I would love to see this kind of just take hold and go viral and go across the whole entire United States. You know, obviously there's so much negativity that's in the news and goes on a daily basis, but I really believe that there are a lot of great people out there, and I just want to be able to inspire that and have people kind of take it and run with it. I do it in other cities. It would be fun.
What kinds of items specifically are you looking for donations to put on this wall?
Well, usually what I put up on the wall is hats, gloves, scarves, and socks. I have been asked by some of the people in Tent City, some of the homeless, they use tarps and also hand warmers. All of these things can be purchased either like at Mark's or the Dollar Tree. They're obviously, if the money is there, we can buy in bulk. So anytime you buy in bulk, it's cheaper. But we take donations of items. And like I said, we also are doing fundraising on Facebook and as well as Cash App and PayPal. And I post all of the pictures of every wall that we do, so there's transparency and people can see that actually the money is going towards what I say it's going to, you know. So I want that to be out there so there's never any question of, okay, well, you did this, where's this, and what did you do with it? And I can tell you the date as of last night. We have put up 2,514 pieces between the 18 walls that have been done. Wow. So everyone who has been, you know, part of the donations, part of the liking, part of the sharing, this whole thing, all of those people are being helped. So it's not just me. It's a collective effort. And I really, really, really want to thank everyone for their support. And if you will indulge me for 1 second, I would just really like to shout out CLE, which is the Cleveland's Local Eatery in Old Brooklyn, CVS Pharmacy and on Memphis and 25th, and then Cleveland State University, because they're all a big part of this. So I really am appreciative of everything that everyone has done, as well as my supporters, my friends, my family, everyone on Facebook that has liked and shared. And also I want a special thanks to you guys, because I really appreciate you allowing me to come on the show and just kind of share what we're doing.
Absolutely. Well, it's a wonderful cause, no question about that. And Holly, before we let you go, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get some more information, find out how they can get involved, they can go to Facebook and do a search for Walls of Love. But you mentioned there are plenty of other platforms for folks to get involved. So I want to give you that opportunity right now to let our listeners know where they can go to get involved and get more information.
Sure, absolutely. So our story has also been showcased on Fox 8 News as well as Channel 19. So the information is also there in case someone's driving. I definitely don't want anyone to get in an accident or get hurt trying to write things down. The Cash App is $ and then HJackson0201. The PayPal, or to email to kind of volunteer, is payitforwardcleveland@gmail.com. And then we also have an Instagram, which is walls_of_love. Just follow us and we follow back. And if anyone has any questions, again, payitforwardcleveland@gmail.com. Please shoot an email and I will answer.
Sounds good. Well, Holly, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on all the success that you've had so far with this Walls of Love. Certainly doing a lot of great, great work for some people that certainly need the help in the worst way possible. Holly, thank you for the time.
Thank you so much. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You do the same. Again, Holly Jackson with Walls of Love. She threw the information out there. Again, if you're on Facebook, search for Walls of Love. You'll get all the information on there that you need. You can find out where the walls are going up and what you can donate as well to the cause. 7%.